Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's National Egg Day, so make sure you celebrate, because soon Egg Day will be over easy. No yolk. Your dad jokes for the day. You're welcome. But no, thankfully, the price of eggs have come down, so we can actually celebrate Egg Day.
Yeah.
This year, you could not celebrate in the previous years because eggs have been so high. I don't know, what are the cost of a carton of eggs now?
$3.99 at Harris Teeter.
Okay.
Oh, that's back down. It's pretty better.
It got up to $6.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was $6.50 at one point.
Yeah. And they say it's hard to unscramble scrambled eggs. I have tried, and that is a true fact. Just
well,
to you let
you
guys know.
You got a list of these,
don't you? I was going to say, that's not encouraging.
All right, let's see. Y'all, I got some real facts here that will be fun for us this morning. So, if you were sure of what you wanted to, or if you weren't sure what you wanted to have for breakfast, you need to have eggs. They are good to a source of protein for you. Recent poll found our favorite way to eat an egg is
scrambled.
Is that you?
Yep, scrambled
for you.
I like fried.
Do you?
Yeah, but that favorite scrambled.
All right. So 46% of the people said scrambled. That was the number one answer, Cato. Then second place was fried.
Mm-hmm. Over easy.
Yeah.
Over medium.
Well, I mean, there's so many ways when you do it fried.
Yes.
It's too complicated. Sunny side up.
No.
I always get nervous if I do have it with the yolk. I'm like, just make sure that the top is not translucent. I just want it cooked. Is that fried? I never remember.
That's fried.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. And then hard-boiled is next on the list, is the way people like their eggs. Cato brings hard-boiled eggs in here probably 3 times a week.
For the last 10 years.
Yes. And then poached and soft-boiled around the top.
Oh, now you're just getting bougie.
I know. It's like I don't like that it's
around the top. What
I'm
do
sorry,
you mean?
Oh, that rounds out the top five. 6% of Americans say they never eat eggs at all.
Oh, they're missing just, out.
Well, for some people find that they'll even drink them raw, which is kind of interesting. How do you crack an egg?
Just hit it on the side of the bowl.
Yeah.
Yep, the edge of the bowl or the flat surface, they say.
Yep.
But the 63% say they do it on the edge of the bowl, 26% do it on a flat surface, and 11% like it to do it like with a knife. But they say a flat surface is almost twice as popular with young people. It's supposed to be better for keeping the pieces of the shell out.
I can't wait to talk to all my friends about this today.
I was going to say.
Well, this is something that affects all of us. I mean,
we're talking about like how you crack your egg.
It's National Egg Day, man. I mean, come on.
You got to celebrate.
Yes.
I got my egg. I agree, because if you crack it on the side of a bowl, there's chances of a shell going into the bowl.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, and then, plus, then
I just pull it out when that happens.
I'm putting mine straight into the frying pan.
But you know what? You got to stick your finger in there, and then you try to pinch it on the side of the wall, and then it moves around. It's kind of like the floating object there. And then you got to get a spoon out, and it takes forever to get the shell out once the shell's into that egg bowl.
Did you get the shell out yet?
I know. I'm like, I just pick it out with my finger.
What is the best way to crack an egg so you don't get shells in there?
They say on a flat surface.
On a flat, okay, flat
like
surface.
Like the stove. Like, okay. I've got the frying pan ready. I'll just crack, I'll hit it on the stove one time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a tip that I can use.
I'm glad.
I just hit it on either. If I'm doing like you do, Kato, where you just put it straight in a pan, I just hit it on the side of the pan, open it, and move on.
Yeah, but then you got the shell in the hot pan.
I don't have that problem. I don't know if I have good shells or what.
You must, because I get a shell in there all the time.
I get the thick shelled eggs, like either Eggland's Best or those brown ones that are super thick.
Well, let's talk about that, okay?
Thick shelled. I didn't know that was a thing.
Some of them are much thicker than others.
White eggs or brown eggs? Which do you prefer?
They're the same.
They are the same.
I don't think so. I love brown eggs.
There's no difference.
67% usually buy white eggs, yeah, and 20% buy the brown eggs, and 13% said it varies according to price and all kinds, yep, of other things.
Well, the only reason only 20% buy brown eggs is because they charge a little bit more. Because of the brown shell, yes.
But I thought the brown eggs were the free range eggs, where the chickens were just doing the free range chicken.
I mean, they might advertise it that way, but no. Okay. Not just
brown eggs are laid by bigger chickens with red earlobes. White eggs are laid by smaller chickens with white earlobes. But they say nutritionally, brown and white eggs are identical unless the feed has been enhanced for specialty eggs like omega-3s, but that doesn't have anything to do with shell color.
Okay, well, final fact to celebrate Egg Day today, and this is kind of dark. I don't think you even know this. Did you know that a good egg substitute in baking is blood? Blood, yeah. Eggs and blood have similar protein compositions. And so they have like this stuff in there that's almost the same. So if you want the same protein as an egg but don't want an egg, you want to eat, you know, or drink something creepy, just call the blood connection.
Just cut your finger and suck.
Yeah, there you go. Who needs, you want your blood scrambled or fried this morning?
Wow.
Over easy.
All right. Eggs. So celebrate today.
I love eggs from my head down to my legs.
Quite frankly, I think Tom is besides himself celebrating. He's about to celebrate all over himself over here.
Crack him up.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, whenever you have kids, they're always telling you that it's going to cost so many thousands and blah, 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 hundreds of thousands of dollars to raise them,
yeah,
from birth to 18, which is a joke because you're still paying a lot after they turn 18, I think.
And it doesn't help that they're already probably $500,000 in debt once they are born.
Right, just paying for the medical and the expenses you already had.
And they don't appreciate any of that.
Well, they do the first 12 years.
Do they really?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they turn into these little selfish monsters, and that's just part of how they manage to break away from it. If they stayed like they were when they were 8, they'd never leave home. So they got to kind of have that rebellion a little bit to push off of you and go out and launch successfully. I know Kato has perfect kids, and it's a little different for him. He's got the ideal children.
One of your imaginary kids still in school, right?
I don't recall.
Yeah, okay. You're not even keeping up with him.
He's not the best imaginary parent.
Yeah.
But they say the same thing goes for having a cat or a dog. It costs at least $20,000 to own a dog or a cat. Most people think it's much less than that. Most people think, it probably only costs about $6,000 for a cat and about $8,000 for a dog. But the actual numbers are $20,000 and $22,000.
How does that break down? Because I'd be like thinking $8,000 maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what most average people think. But the real numbers are about three times that because of the food you buy, depending on what you do buy. But a lot of people spend a lot of money on dog food. I know my wife buys this brand that's like Diamond or something that's got a wolf on the package and it's super expensive. And so just the food alone is way more than you would expect for those little dogs.
And you throw in the treats for that. Like when they go outside, that's where it gets me probably.
Those are expensive.
I forgot about that. Even like the dental treats to make sure they, you know, because they ain't brushing. My dog's not brushing like he should.
You're supposed to be brushing his teeth for him.
You know what? My dog, he is 6 years old now, so
he's old enough to brush his own.
Exactly.
And you know what? You'll be paying more on those dental bills soon, too.
Because if you don't brush the dog's teeth, then you end up paying for like teeth to be pulled, teeth to be cleaned and get the plaque off of them.
That's when you pray that they just fall out once they get into the vet office.
I thought you were going to say something horrible. Like, oh, no. I just pray the dog dies before
then. Daisy, I was telling her, I was like, oh, girl, you're so good, because she got in there and like two of her teeth fell out. And I was like, you just saved mama $400. Thank you.
That's your cat.
That Daisy. Was Daisy the dog. Oh, the mean little chihuahua. In peace.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
This is back when we had dogs.
Oh, you confused me for a second. I thought, because I know you have 7 cats.
I do. Mm-hmm. We do.
Okay. So they said that also the vet bills have gone up quite a bit, 12% in the last few years, 19% for cats even. And the more exotic your pet is, the more it costs. Like, we had ferrets, and it was crazy expensive just to take them to the vet for anything because they added the extra exotic fee to it, even though they really weren't that much more difficult, in my opinion, to take care of. But the vets got their premium fees on that. But 75% of pet owners say they think of the dog or cat as a family member, a best friend, or, quote, their child.
Yep.
So the people spend the money, they just didn't see it coming. Now, there are those people who get in a bad spot and are like, so sad, so sorry, you're just a dog or a cat, and they have to let go. Mm. But, you know, you got to think ahead on that, and they do have pet insurance as well. Mm-hmm. I know Tori has pet insurance that she uses quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she complains it doesn't cover everything that they think it should, but she does have it. But 24% of dog owners said their pet was a child. Only 21% of cat people said their cat was a child.
Have you guys ever, because all of us have had pets, so have you ever added up, like, over the years, how much your bills are? How much you've spent on your...
No,
on your,
that would be depressing.
I could have bought an Infiniti QX30.
Wow.
When I added up all 10 years, I think, with the two dogs when we had them. Okay. I could have bought a whole...
So this thing is correct.
Oh, yeah.
But do you think it was worth it?
Oh, sure. Because because the dogs are like your family and they're your friends. And
every day you walk in, someone's happy to see you. They're like, they sit next to you and wag their tail. It's incredibly rewarding.
A lot of times that's the only being that's happy to see you. All the other ones are just ignoring you when you walk in the door, especially when they get those teenage years.
Well, Stacy, they say there's a test you can do. You can put your wife in the trunk of a car or put a dog in the trunk of the car and see which one's happy to see you whenever you come and open up the trunk.
I think that might be too easy.
Yeah, the dog is definitely going to be the one that's happy to see you. Your wife, not so much.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, the kids are out for summer. They're at home. They're bugging you, probably. You got to find things for them to do, too. I think that's one of the toughest things for me. It's like, you know, you feel guilty as a parent because they're sitting there on their tablets or iPads or iPhones. And like, man, I got to get these kids out. Do you feel guilty about that, Tom?
No.
You don't?
I really don't. That's their job, is to get out and find stuff to do.
Okay,
but
mine's
my
a little
kids
bit
are
younger.
Older than yours.
Yeah,
so.
Like when they were like 13 and all.
Our parents didn't have to get us out because we were always out of the house.
Yeah.
We had kids in the neighborhood. We would walk
to
their house.
The times have changed. I know your imaginary kids are perfect.
Well, we didn't have the stuff to do inside that they do. They can connect with their friends on the computer, so they don't have to go outside to socialize.
Well, a lot of times, though, during the summertime, you have to take your kids with you when you're running errands. Like, you're going to the grocery store, you're doing things. And I have the top things kids beg their parents for. Now, you've been in the store with your kids before. And especially they're in the cereal aisle, and they put all those fun cereals on the bottom when they're little toddlers, a little bitty, and they're like, can we have this one? Can we have that one? I'm like, yes, and I'm going to take these three too. So these are the things that the kids are asking for. Money, top answer. Like, hey, can you Venmo me some cash right now?
Hey, can you cut the grass before I Venmo you some cash?
I mean, that's what I kind of do with my kids. Yeah. They have a deal where one of them gets the front yard, one of them gets the backyard. They get paid for it.
There you
and
go.
That gives them Venmo cash. And right now, I don't have them working at any places because their job is to get their GPA and their SAT scores to where it will save us much more money for college.
Yeah, it changes over time.
How do you mean?
Well, that wasn't, you wouldn't even think about that like 15 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
15 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying it's like how it evolves when you have kids. It's like it's so different. The things that you worry about or you are concerned about in each stage of their life. Never mind.
What? Did they not get summer jobs?
No, usually. Now, my son wants one, but we're like, we want you to work on this stuff right now. Now, I wouldn't be against him having a summer job, but there's not that many jobs where they let you just, you know, quit whenever you want to. You can't go back to it again.
You do realize in this moment, there is going to be some youngster that goes to their mom and dad and says, well, Tom's not making his son a summer job.
Well, you know what? They need to have the grades to match it up because my son's got like a 5.3 GPA. So he's living up to his expectations from us to exchange. Yeah, that's because he had to take college courses.
And you guys seem very judgmental. Like, you know what? Let him ruin his kids however he wants to, and you ruin your kids however you want to.
My kids are perfect.
Yes, your imaginary kids. Because you know what? Every situation's different when it comes to parenting, I have learned. Some parents are going through, you have no idea behind the scenes.
I agree. The major job for a child is to get good grades
in school.
Well,
not all of them. I mean, if my kids were C-level students, I would be like, all right, go ahead and work late at the theater because you're not making good grades anyway. And that's, I don't mean that negatively at all, but I'm just saying, if they weren't keeping up their end of this bargain, then we would change the plan.
All right.
But I do worry about that because if nothing else, I liked having my jobs when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
and so I think they would actually enjoy working at somewhere cool like Crumble Cookie or the movie theater or something.
You wouldn't like that.
So one of the kids begging for cookies were actually mentioned. And that's, I think, more toddlers than teens asking for cookies because teenagers, I find, they just steal stuff.
What? Oh, my gosh. Five-finger discounts.
It's like they just steal like my cookies. If I got a pack of Oreo cookies in the pantry, I go in there. I'm like, this was a brand new.
I thought you were talking about stealing from the store because you're talking about them begging for stuff at the store.
Well, they do beg for candy at the store because that's how they have the candy aisles right there as you check out.
Yeah.
Mama, can I have this? Can I have these Reese's cups?
But I'm glad because I forgot about the Reese's cups until I saw them, and I'm like, I'm going to grab me one.
Staying up late is what the kids are begging for as well. Can we stay up just a little bit later? Especially during the summer months, it's tough when you got a job and you have to get up early. But they will beg for that. Puppies and dogs and any kind of animals, the kids will be begging for those. It's, I think, more of the younger kids. Dessert, when you are at the, when you're wrapping up dinner, like, can we have dessert?
Oh, that's, you have to have that.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, you do. I only eat breakfast and dinner so that I can get to dessert.
There you go.
That's
and,
it.
And I disagree about the begging for pets, too. My daughter is 16, and she's begging for a hedgehog.
Oh, okay.
We're like, no, because first of all, you're 16, you're going to be leaving soon, and we'll be stuck with a hedgehog.
That's right.
Tell her she works, she could buy her own.
She doesn't work.
Yeah.
She got a 5.29, I think.
Well, why don't you buy the sticker and put it on the back of your Corvette and rub it in my face?
Yeah,
I can't because it got the Pokemon sticker on the back of my Corvette.
I got you. And then the kids are begging for more video time, I guess, to finish out levels when they are playing their video games. Ice cream was mentioned and toys, obviously. Anything that you remember begging for when you were a little kid?
I remember begging to get outside.
Okay.
Yeah. But, then you know, times have changed.
I remember for begging to get inside. It's like, Mom, I've been out here for like 10 hours. Can I come inside and just get something to eat?
The street lights aren't on yet.
Yeah, you stay out there. I'll tell you when to come in.
We didn't want to come in, man. We were building tunnels across empty lots. It's amazing we survived. I mean, we rode our bicycles out through the woods and... Surprised we weren't eaten by diamondback rattlers. Growing up in Florida, they were everywhere.
Is that a gang?
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're very evil.
All right, Cato, we got to send you out. Because
I don't want to go outside anymore. You know, times have changed.
We got to send you outside.
I want to stay inside and talk to my friends.
Nope, Torture Tuesday's coming up. We're going to tell you what we're going to do with Cato.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, Kato brought his laundry with him today for Torture Tuesday. We're going to see if he can actually get his laundry done in a home improvement store.
Okay, now you're in the appliance section of one of these stores.
I am.
And you brought your laundry with you.
Not dirty laundry.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got the big basket of laundry there.
Yeah, it's just a big basket. It's not a normal size basket either.
Okay, and so what we want you to do is just roll up next to a washing machine and a dryer. And just start asking some questions and start doing your laundry right in the store.
Okay. All right. There we go. There is a gentleman over here.
Okay. Just ask general questions at first and then start throwing your dirty laundry in there. It's like, is this, you know, how does this work?
Okay.
Be careful. Sometimes they can run away fast.
Hey, how are you? You know, my washing machine went out, and I'm just looking at getting a new one, and I didn't know if... any kind of deals that you got going on, or
looking for a top loader?
Because you got so many to choose from.
Right.
Like this one. I mean, how well is this one? That's a Whirlpool.
Right. That's a good basic wash machine.
Is it? How is the capacity? Because a lot of times I'm washing a lot of clothes at one time.
I think that's got a large capacity.
Yeah, this is really nice. This would be something I would need. It went out on me earlier this week, and I've been kind of stumbling around trying to get my clothes washed. But now, like something like this, you've got all the kind of water cycles. Like if I wanted to, that's like dark clothes, the clothes, I mean.
So hard to.
The way they are making them now, this is the high efficiency. You don't do the water, it does the water for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you need, you're washing dark or whites or anything like that?
No, I'm talking about something for water capacity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can still control the temperature.
Okay, yeah.
Temperature.
He's not even asking about his clothes there.
Normal.
Right.
And heavy.
Well, I've got dark clothes to wash today, so I guess that would be cold, right? Because I bought my laundry basket. Just some dark clothes, jeans.
Ask him to help you dump
it
in.
Can I try it out? I might need to take these things out right here. It's hooked up, right?
No, I don't have anything.
This is not hooked up? Because I just need to, I want to just try out this washing machine before I buy it. Can I do that?
I don't have anything hooked up.
You don't? Oh, my.
Yeah, can I pour some water in there?
Well, maybe I could just, maybe since there's a spigot somewhere I could hook, because here's a wire I could hook it up.
You got a hose pipe. Where's the hose pipe?
I mean, we can't do that. I mean, we don't test drive washing machines.
See, I plan to do that. This is the only clothes I've got left to wash. I'm just going to put these in there. Maybe I could go get one of those hose and just hook it up.
Where's the hose pipe?
I don't have nowhere to put water. I don't have any water in the building.
Be persistent, Kato.
Oh, man.
Ask him, like, maybe, is this one hooked up?
Hold on.
Another one.
All right. Well, I'll get the one on the end. Does that one on the end down there look like it was ready to go? It's a front loader. I wasn't really looking for a front loader. But I thought I would try it out. Let me get all my clothes out of this one first. And then and the front loader's up here.
Oh, that's fine. Here,
he's taking the customer, so I'll just get in here. The front loader is in the phone. Hey there. I'm good. How are you? You can't wash clothes here?
No.
Oh, man. Thank you. Have a good day.
Wow, they just blew you off?
That was a manager. He came up. The guy got on the phone. I thought he was helping customers, but I do have dirty clothes I need washed.
You know what? Now, if you don't mind, Kato, why don't you hang your clothes up to dry? Find yourself a clothesline.
I've got to find some clothespins first.
All right, Kato, that was funny. Good job.
All right. Kato Nunes Laundry at a home improvement store for Torch Tuesday this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Kato back from Torch Tuesday trying to get his laundry done at a home improvement store this morning.
Still need them done.
Apparently, they don't have water hookups to those.
Then don't use the toilet.
Washing machines, yeah. Anyway, it's going to be partly cloudy, a high of 85.
Well, you know, it's been many times we thought we were going to get fired here, but so far, knock on wood, hasn't happened yet. We did have a friend who just lost his job yesterday, and it's a tough time in our business for a lot of people. They've even got AI doing stuff in Australia. They have an AI midday show, and people didn't catch on for 6 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But whenever you do lose a job, there's like a series of steps that people go through. And one of the things that's really tough is not having anywhere you have to be and trying to basically create a structure for your day that was created for you when you had the job.
Oh, yeah.
And so one of the things they are doing now in China that could catch on elsewhere, and this is kind of crazy sounding, but China doesn't have a very high unemployment rate. It's only about 5%. But with youth, with young people, it's much higher. The unemployment rate for youth or younger people is 17%. Those young people are actually paying $5 a day to go into an office and not work.
Explain.
Uh-huh. It sounds crazy at first, but it makes more sense when you hear about it.
I know people that come in here and get paid to not work.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Well, they are going in. Now, they do actually get a desk, Wi-Fi, coffee machine, and then they basically go into there, and it's as if they're working at an office. They can make it look like they're still working to family and friends instead of admitting that they don't have a job. And they can search for a job using the free Wi-Fi and the desk as a place to try and launch another career or job from. So it's almost like having a desk for your office and not doing it at the house. You get to do it at a quote-unquote workplace.
Why would you tell your friends and family?
Maybe embarrassment. It might be embarrassing for them to have lost their job.
Really?
Right, and okay, so they've lost their job. I was going to say, how are they paying $5 a day if they don't have a job to make the money in order to pay for their fake job?
I'm guessing they had savings. I don't know. Okay. I know that's a foreign thing for a lot of people.
This seems so silly. And I could see if they were paying them $5 to go to the place to learn how to do the job and eventually maybe get hired.
That doesn't make sense to me. What job?
It's like an internship. But like anything.
Well,
like,
they don't. There is no job.
They're paying $5
for a desk
to go sit around people and see how they do their job. That's what interns
do. No, they're not.
Do.
There's no one else there doing a job.
Oh.
But they do get the internet and they can search for jobs.
Right. They have free Wi-Fi.
That's not a job.
Well, couldn't
just
you do that at the house?
Yeah.
You could.
They don't have a house.
Oh, but then that's right. Wait a minute. You don't want your family to know that you're jobless.
Exactly.
So then you're going over here.
And
okay.
So they go there. And plus, it also gives them the structure instead of like at home. You get drugged down into like, let me just get on the computer. Let me just do this. And you don't actually look for the job.
I appreciate this because this is going to be my third business. I'm going to start this business.
You know, it's not bad. We already have businesses here in the upstate that where you can do your office from these remote work offices. And they provide you with all the equipment to do work like printers and all that stuff. But this is much cheaper.
Yeah.
At $5 a day, that's pretty cheap. And it gives them the feeling of being in an office and gives them a way to look for that new job if they want. Mm-hmm.
I'd be laying in bed, though, going, you know, I don't feel like going in today.
I'm
going
to call in.
I'm going to take a sick day today.
Hey, I'm going to keep my $5 today.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It would take some self-discipline to get up and go in there every day, but that would probably get you a new job faster than if you just laid around your house.
And I agree. Yeah, if I don't have anything to do, I'm not going to do anything.
And that's the problem.
See, yeah, that's
so this
my,
makes something for them to do.
Yeah, when we're on vacation, I'm like, I can't wait to come back to work.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
No, I know during COVID you got burned out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, working from home.
Of not working.
Yeah, because working from home and you worked very few hours. I never got out of pajamas, never showered.
I'm the same way, man. Weekends are tough
early.
On me.
Yes.
I'm like, not that they're bad. I enjoy them, but I don't get out of my bed hardly. I mean, I don't shower as much as I should.
It depends on what I have planned.
Right.
I
now,
mean, like this past weekend, I had nothing planned and I did nothing.
I mean, you know what? So like overseas, they're sitting there, don't want their family to know anything about they don't have a job. You guys are bragging about it. I didn't do a daggum thing this weekend. I didn't even shower.
Well, we got a job.
I'm bragging about it.
Stacy, you need to make something for this, too, for people who do have jobs and just want to lay around.
They want to escape. Yeah, it's called a Dateline episode. Seriously. There was one where a guy would go to the hotel, and he would just, so his wife didn't know that he wasn't working.
That's real expensive compared to $5.
True. I don't recall what he was doing there at the hotel, but people do that to get away.
Honestly,
and hide that they don't have a job.
You can probably just walk into some businesses that don't have locked doors and just blend in with people walking in and just find you an empty desk somewhere. You know, it's kind of like when you go to a concert and you sit in somebody's seat until they get there. You do that with the desk. It's like somebody coming like, that's my desk.
I could seriously make this work, because then you get, if you come on over, you can get breakfast, lunch, but you got to be out by dinner time because John's going to be coming back from work. So I got to get dinner ready for him.
So you're doing this in your house.
And then, yes.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a daycare for adults.
But it helps me out because then I'd ask them and be like, well, on your break, could you check the litter boxes and clean those out for me? You know, you got to do a little bit of work here.
Sounds like a job now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm helping you. You're going to help me. That's how it works.
I'm not investing in your business anymore.
Well, I didn't ask for your money.
It was a good idea when you were going to do it at like an office building or something.
I was willing to do it until she said litter box.
Exactly.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.